702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, let's start in China. We've been talking about this. And now, of course, the authorities there using heavy-handed tactics to dispel these protests. I mean, this is the most we've seen really almost since 1989.
Yeah, it's been quite something, hasn't it? The way it's spread across China, these protests, and any number of reporters, telling us what's going on the ground. One of those reporters, a guy called Ed Lawrence, a journalist in Shanghai, was arrested and in the process, he says, beaten and kicked by Chinese police. The UK Foreign Secretary has got involved, James Cleverly, tweeting the arrest of Ed Lawrence is deeply disturbing, as he put it. But when the police have a problem with law and order anywhere in the world, they flood the scene. It's the idea you overwhelm numbers. I mean, it's almost a military tactic, isn't it? So China, perceiving they've got this problem, they are flooding the scene. They are putting a very heavy police presence and sometimes heavy-handed police presence, people being questioned, phones searched, carrying placards obviously is out of the question now. They are absolutely just trying to nip this in the bud. But it is the problem that people are so fed up with COVID lockdowns as we head for 3 years on from this. It's about 3 years since China first discovered this thing. And compare the frustration with the lockdown with the state COVID zero tolerance policy. And those two things are not a happy mix in China. And so there are now protests, of course, amongst Chinese communities around the world. I wonder if people in China get to see those images. I somehow doubt it.
I think a conversation must be had about the Chinese vaccine and why there's such a low uptake. And if they can impose these types of restrictions, if their vaccine was really what they said it was, would they not be on a higher drive for people to get those shots in the arms? I think there's something in there. Adam, talk to me about this huge European drug bust.
Yeah, it's a super cartel that's been dismantled, essentially. I'm using the police terms here because there's some fabulous ones that come up. Super cartel for this enormous group of illegal drug smugglers. A British man, they think, was running this thing, a big fish, according to detectives, out of Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. There are six high-value targets, as they put it, who they've now arrested, drug pins, as in a kingpin in the drug world, I suppose, another police term. And the whole thing was Operation Desert Light, a huge takedown. In the process of this, then, 49 people have been arrested, a joint police operation finding these people and finding the drugs in the UK, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Spain, and the United Arab Emirates. And during this investigation, not exactly fast and furious, more sort of slow and methodical, because it's taken them 2 years, but nonetheless, here's the stat that really resonates. They have seized 30,000 kilos of drugs, mainly cocaine. 30,000 kilos. I mean, spread across 2 years, it's still an enormous amount. It's almost mind-boggling. This cartel was running a third of the cocaine supply to Europe. So the police are absolutely, I imagine, even now, toasting themselves and getting a pat on the back.
As well they should. As well they should. That's an extraordinary amount of illicit drugs. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for today's Worldview.